Panic Zone. I'm Steve Guerrero. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless, here to tell you the truth. And I mean, let's be honest, somebody has to do it. I'm here for you. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the border. 30,000 more soon-to-be illegals marching north through Mexico and intend to waltz right into the United States. Is anybody going to stop them? Probably not. Number two, massive spending on the way. At least one of two major spending bills will likely go through this week, maybe both. Can we afford either? That's the real question. And number one, President Biden now says it will take nearly every single American to be vaccinated to reach herd immunity and return to normal. No joke, folks. Yeah, here's the new number. Biden says it will take 97% or 98% vaccination rates to stop the pandemic, which, of course, has not one chance in hell of ever happening. Biden says that is what is now required to, quote, return to normal. Biden said that on the day that he received his booster shot from Pfizer at the White House. So proud of you, Joe. So he is tuned up and ready. But does anyone, and I mean anyone, actually believe that 98% of Americans will be getting the jab? We'll have house-to-house fighting in the streets before that ever happens. And when, by the way, trying to force vaccines on people is a surefire way for them to reject the idea altogether, completely, never even give it a second thought. And here's a little nugget for you. Since mandates have been bandied about, they have dropped 20%. Vaccination rates have dropped like a stone, 20%. Since all the talk of mandates and demands, people are fleeing from the demands of vaccines. Listen.
You know, it's a mischaracterization, and it's inaccurate, and it's scientifically imprecise. And if we really want to do everything we can to reduce the avoidable harm, that is, the people dying today are adults with no natural immunity and no vaccine. That's where we need to focus our efforts right now. If you look at the blanket and indiscriminate vaccine mandates that came from the White House after they were announced, vaccination rates on a daily basis have gone down 20%.
Boom. You see, telling Americans what they have to do, not all that effective oftentimes. Oftentimes just not effective. Now, this next bit of sound, I don't know what to make of it. I'd like your feedback on it, in fact. Where do you do that? SteveGruber.com. Drop me a note. Tell me what you think about the new New York governor, Kathy Hochul. She gave an impassioned speech, but is it a game? Is she serious? I don't know what to make of this. I was back in my chair a little bit going, what am I seeing right now? You see, Governor Hochul says God delivered the vaccines. God made doctors and scientists create them. So now she is demanding everyone get them. She says, if not, we're disappointing God. I don't know if she's saying it to be sarcastic. If this is real, again, I want your comments. SteveGruber.com. Weigh in. Listen to the governor.
He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers. He made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us. And we must say thank you, God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say I'm vaccinated. All of you. Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you, apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other. Jesus taught us to love one another. And how do you show that love? But to care about each other enough to say, please get vaccinated because I love you. I want you to live. I want our kids to be safe when they're in schools. I want you to be safe when you go to a doctor's office or to a hospital and are treated by somebody. You don't want to get the virus from them. You're already sick or you wouldn't be there.
What do you make of that? It sounds mocking in tone, but I don't know her beliefs. Sounds to me like she's mocking people of faith. Maybe I'm completely wrong. If she's not mocking people of faith, the left will go bananas. How dare a Democrat stand out there and invoke the name of God and Jesus? That's not possible. That's not allowed. That'll get you thrown right out of the club. So what is it that I just saw? Again, SteveGruber.com. Share your thoughts. I'm interested, especially those of you in New York. What do you know about her? What can you tell me? Is she a person of faith? Or is she making fun of people of faith? Because you're the smart ones. The ones over here aren't listening to God. You here, you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. You over here, not so smart, not listening to God. It sounds mocking in its tone, but I could be mistaken. I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt, at least for a moment. All right? But apparently God doesn't excuse anyone. Doesn't excuse anyone who doesn't want this vaccine. And Governor Hochul, well, she's hammering them. Listen.
And we'll be nation leading with our mandate, which strikes at midnight tonight, when everyone is expected in a hospital in the state of New York or a health care facility to have been vaccinated. I will be signing an executive order to give me the emergency powers necessary to address these shortages where they occur. That's going to allow me to deploy the National Guard, who are medically trained, deploy people who've been retired, who may have had a license lapse, bring in people from elsewhere. That is not my first position, though, my friends. My desire is to have the people who've been out there continue to work in their jobs, work in them safely, and to all the other healthcare workers who are vaccinated, they also deserve to know that the people they're working with will not get them.
Right, not get them sick. Okay, so here's what Jill Biden has done now. Biden said that 98% is the goal now. 98% is now the goal for vaccination. As of the first week of September, the United States stood at about 55%. So we've only got to come up about 43%. We basically have to almost double where we are in vaccinations. Close, right? The problem with all this, you have to come up 80% from where you are. The problem with all of this is it's not going to happen. Plus, you've got people out there that have had the illness, and recovered. They have natural immunity. They don't need the vaccine at all. Not at all. A little bit later in the program, I'm going to get to this week, I promise. Because in Australia, the health chief there says, forget about ever going back to normal. I'm not going to play it yet. But I will play it soon. And Australia is a country, you know, Australia is a country that I would, you know, normally consider a free place, a place where you could speak your mind. But they're beating people in the streets, enforcing COVID lockdowns, arresting people, throwing them in jail in Australia. Pretty disappointing, to say the least. Pretty disappointing, to say the least. You know what? I can get to that. I'll get to that right after the break. Again, I want you to go tell me what you think about Governor Hochul. Go to SteveGruber.com. SteveGruber.com. Real deal? Not the real deal. You tell me. Drop me a note. We'll take a look at it. Quick break now. We'll be right back.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. so are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprises Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.